200 years ago, 1809, Felix Mendelssohn was born. He only lived to be into his late 30s, but in that very short life, he wrote an incredible body of music, beginning when he was just a teenager. There's lots of conversation about who might be the greatest young prodigy ever. Is it Mozart? Is it Schubert? But our guest, Rob Capello, composer and commentator Rob Capello, says it was this year's birthday boy, Felix Mendelssohn. Rob, welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you on the show again. Rob, there's a lot of debate and conversation about who was the better child prodigy. Some people say, well, it has to be Mozart. Obviously, he was writing music when he was 8 years old. He was so prolific. You have a different idea about who is the greatest prodigy of all time.
Well, there's no doubt that Mozart is the first name. If you go out to the general public and say, who is the greatest child prodigy in the history of music, you're surely going to get hands raised for Mozart. And there is no doubt that he wrote the most music at the earliest age. He actually even started at 5 with piano pieces, which is truly sickening if you happen to be a composer. Like me. I mean, writing symphonies by the time you're 9 and operas by 11. Horrifying.
Come on. What's going on here?
Horrifying. But the good news is none of it was really that great. And though Mendelssohn didn't really start composing until he was 10, which was like an old man by Mozart's standards, when he was 16, he wrote the octet. When he was 17, he wrote the overture to Midsummer Night's Dream. And that was the greatest music, in my opinion, ever written at a young age. So I think in terms of sheer compositional quality, Mendelssohn, not Mozart, was the greatest child prodigy in the history of Western music.
There's so many things that happen in the last movement of this octet, and I wonder if you could start us off from the very beginning of this.
Absolutely. And one thing that's really important to realize is from the age of 10 to the age of 14, he had the kind of training that was like the training that Bach might have had. I mean, by the age of 12, he's written 30 complete fugues, 12 complete fugues for string quartet, and that's really the key to the opening of this piece. Now, let's listen first, before I say a word, to the opening 40 seconds of this piece. Let's hear it, and then we'll see what makes it so great.
Incredible energy and speed and power. But Rob, can you unpack that a little bit for me and help me understand what's going on there?
First, the nightmare of that opening that rumbles by low so fast is actually the subject of a fugue. And if you look at it and slow it down, it's really made up of two clear and distinct ideas. Here's the first gesture. Then immediately repeated. And then a simple four-note idea rising again and again. And then here. So it's really a simple idea. Repeat and rise. Now, here's where the genius starts. Now, he says, instead of that four-measure idea, I'm going to reduce it to just two measures like this. And then I'm going to do the answer, only two measures, half as much. Then to make maximum excitement, I'm going to reduce it even more to just one measure. And then a one-measure answer. And now that we've reached the essence of concentration, I'm going to end this little fugue with a simple figure that's going to go down four times. But the amazing thing about this piece is not only have we now done a mini fugue, but the way he effortlessly slides out of the fugue is as masterful as the fugue itself, because he takes that little ending, continues it in the second violin, but puts it under the new theme like this. I'll play them together slowly. Now, does this sound familiar, Fred?
And he shall reign forever and ever.
Exactly. And so you got to imagine, I mean, here's this 16-year-old. It's like painting a mustache on the Mona Lisa. I mean, he was this big fan of Handel. He takes one of the most famous tunes, and he shall reign for... But he says, I'm going to make it mine by changing the ending. And he shall reign for... Here's my ending. I mean, you have to imagine this 16-year-old kid thumbing his nose. But what's so fantastic about this is it's only the beginning of what's going to happen to that. But we've got two of our ideas. There's one more idea in this opening, and it's very clear rhythmic profile and everyone in unison. What I call five repeated notes and then move it up a step. One, two, three, four, five. Move it up a step. And again, do it again. Move it up. Then, as always, make it shorter. Then, as the upper part's tremolo, we move it down to the bass. Move it up a step, move it up, up, and then it ends in the first violin, and we have an ending. So we've gone through the three ideas of the movement in 40 seconds. Let's hear that one more time and watch it go by at the speed of light. Subject. Answer. Subject again. Answer. Now only two measures. Only two measure answer. One measure. One. Ending. Handle. Ending. Repeat handle. Unison. One, two, three, four, five. Move it up a step. Move it up. Go to the bass. And end in the violin. I mean, what a fantastic opening that is.
And this is just the first 40 seconds.
Just the first 40 seconds.
Well, now he's just showing off.
But that's what's so great is at 16 you can show off, but with no self-consciousness.
The greatest piece ever written by a teenager in the history of Western classical music, and now we know why. Rob Capello, thanks for joining me.
A pleasure.
Let's hear that opening 40 seconds and the entire last movement of the Octet by Felix Mendelssohn, played by the combined forces of the Guarneri String Quartet and the Orion String Quartet. Thank you.